Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'd be doing all right if y'all could tell me why, again, this month I have a charge on my credit card. And on my card, it just comes up as a charge that was placed today, or excuse me, on the 13th at 1600 hours or whatever. And it's, hang on, pull it back up. I will. One second, ma'am. Pull it back up on my phone. Oh. Okay. It says, it shows some pending in my bank account. It's y'all's phone number, the number I called. True Value / y'all's phone number again. CAUS Transdate time is the 13th, 2022 at 1619 hours for $56.95. And then again on the, the 8th of February? Or the 10th. The 10th of last month, I believe it was. Let me go back there. February. It's when it started.
Okay, I can look that up for you. What's your zip code and your name?
My name is Ernest Williams.
What's your zip code?
75766.
Okay. Could it be under a different zip code?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll try it by your phone number. Is the 903-541?
No, ma'am. My phone number will be 903-393-4824. 4284.
Okay. What's that number again?
903-393-4284. See, here it is again. This is when it started. It was last month on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
As this one showed up on my bank, and it says POS purchase 123456, and it's stars and 7584. That's the end of my credit card number. The last four of my credit card is 7584. Then on the 10th of February at 5:18, this 844-328-2861, True Value, 8, and then y'all's number again, 844-38, in California, or CA, for $56.95. And I couldn't figure out nothing. Nobody could tell me nothing last time. Man said, you know, it's just probably somebody punched in the wrong numbers. Okay, I'll let that go. And all of a sudden today, here it is again. Another $56.95, but this time it's caused me to lose my truck note, and I can't have that.
Okay, and what's your last name again, sir?
Williams.
Okay, and will you verify the email address on file?
My email address is elwilliams02872@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm not getting an account to pull up. What's the last four of that card that was charged again?
7584. See, that's what he told me last time when I called him, that they couldn't find no accounts under my name or my card number or my phone number or anything else. So I was going to have to go through my bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't ever get hold of nobody at my bank, so I just let it go because, I didn't know. But now here it is again. But this time, like I said, it's hurt me this time.
Okay.
Now I don't have a truck note. It's not good.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not able to get it up. I do have an Ernest Williams to come up, but I'm not, I don't, the email address didn't match. Can you verify the mailing address?
Was it a, is there a hot rod, hot rod 02-08-72 at Gmail?
No, sir. No, that one isn't matching either. Okay. Can you give me the mailing address?
Judy Jeter TX.
You said what now?
Judy Jeter TX at Gmail.
Okay, hold on. Let me type that in. You said Judy and what else?
Jeter, J-E-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
TX.
At Gmail.
At Gmail, yes.
Okay, I do have a Judy Jeter.
Okay, so that's my wife.
Okay, and
she's charged something somewhere, and it keeps it gets charged to my card or something. What is this for, ma'am?
Okay, let's see. It's showing that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling in January to receive a Wi-Fi booster. And in the terms and conditions, it states that you're enrolling into a Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you're charged. And in return, you receive a $125 gift card to that email address. And that's to be used on the online web store.
No, we
don't know what they're talking about.
We don't know nothing about all that. We did order a booster for our Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
but that's been a while back.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's, when you did that, you were enrolling into a Factory Savings Club.
Well, nobody,
but I can go ahead and cancel that out.
We need to enroll out of that right now because nobody ever said anything about enrolling in any kind of club, and they're going to keep charging my card every month.
Nobody said nothing about that
because that ain't what I wanted.
Okay, well, we can cancel that out, and we can't...
Y'all need to get my money put back in there because that's my truck note, and if they come repo my truck, I'm going to be a very, very pissed-off person.
Okay, sir, so we did get that canceled, and we can't offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
35%? Okay,
yes,
so you owe me for 2 months, so you can give me at least one of them back.
Okay, well, the most I can do is a 50% refund... on that latest charge for you.
Huh. And the month before?
And the month before,
nobody,
I'm just...
Nobody sent us a $125 gift certificate.
Yeah, where's my fucking $125 gift card?
Don't cuss.
I didn't do that. You just talk, because I'm done talking tonight.
Okay, so if this was true, why haven't they sent a gift card or whatever it was you just said?
Okay, it was sent to the email on file, the Judy...
Nobody sent me no gift card.
Okay, if it's not in your inbox, sometimes it'll go to the clutter or the junk mail.
No, who did a gift card for?
It's for that online web store.
We didn't do it on an online web store. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. The most we can do is a 50% refund, and we can go ahead and process it, and it'll be 3 to 5 business days. You'll see that credit.
You can't do 50% for this month
no.
and 50 for last month?
No. They're gonna do me better than that.
Stop, hold on. Stop for a minute. Can they do like 50% for each month?
No, ma'am. They only, you know,
is
do
there,
for them.
Okay, in all honesty, is there a supervisor I can talk to that Mike can do more?
Well, we all follow the same protocol.
Write it down.
So, like I said, I mean, I can cancel that account out and then go ahead and process the 50% refund for you.
I want all my money back. I didn't offer y'all to do shit out of my goddamn account. You're stealing my fucking money, and I want it back.
Well, stop. We didn't sign up for anything. It was fill out the thing for the Wi-Fi booster, and you pay $7.95 or whatever it was. You didn't say you had to sign up for anything. There was any kind of membership. Nothing. Nothing like that. It was pay the $7.95 for a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. But unfortunately, it was stated in the terms and conditions when you paid the
shipping
handling.
Oh, shit, lady. You don't goddamn understand, do you?
Stop.
It wasn't fucking there.
Stop.
Okay, well...
Hello? Disconnecting call due to no response.